Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter. On YouTube and on Facebook is Official Wild On. Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on? It's the one and only Shunt and the one and only
Redacted.
And we are back with another episode of Real Dumb Shit. This is the second one, I believe. So, yeah, let's the banter beginneth. Obviously, some people are against the rundown, but just give you a little highlight of what we're going to be chatting about. We're going to be chatting about movies and other entertainment dumb stuff. So, in the realm of that, which is dumb shit. And this is the real dumb shit. But, yeah, just to give you guys an update on our projects. We've got Project Ice Cream coming out fairly soon, which is basically going to be sort of scheduled for the summer. And what that entails is free concept things to be revealed, as it were. And one of them's like a TV series. Another one is a... Well, actually, we're only going to be talking about a TV series, but there's two more sort of like bits and pieces that we're going to be sort of discussing about. In regards to my one, or my part of the Project Ice Cream TV challenge, as it were, it is a series called MVP. How about you, Redacted? What's your one?
It's a series called Ex-Benedict.
Ex-Benedict, okay. Very intriguing. What's your one about?
It's about a girl called Benedict and a guy called Ex.
Okay. Is his name literally X?
Edgar.
Okay, cool. Makes sense. X, kind of short for Edgar. I get it. Alright, care to elaborate?
Yeah, it's an action comedy series where they take jobs sort of like mercenaries.
Well, like Dempsey and Makepeace.
Dempsey and Makepeace are mercenaries.
I'm pretty sure they are.
No,
on it, like press. Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, fine. What about Deadpool and Hitmonkey? Kind of like that.
Okay, but they don't really work together.
Okay. Well, I'll accept that. I'll accept that as an answer. So, kind of like Hitmonkey, but not quite.
Well, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. So, what sort of realm would you say that they're in? Yeah, like NCIS.
No, they're not mercenaries.
Are they like Archer?
He's not a mercenary.
Well, he's like a spy. Actually, he is a mercenary. Mm-hmm. Well, one season he is, anyway, so.
He's a lot of things.
I know. Oh. Well, I mean, if you're not going to ask me about my one, I'll just let everyone know what mine's about.
Go for it.
My one is MVPs, aka Mediocre Villain Personnel, and it revolves around a super villain sort of minions, and it's going to be sort of like set between basically he's a mediocre villain and he's about to ascend, so the idea is that you're watching his organization change around these minions.
Yeah.
And these minions are basically some are trying to climb up the ladder, some are trying to sort of like lay low, others are just in it for the money, so you know, kill for cash sort of stuff. And yeah, the idea is that you sort of like have a sort of sneaky peek of that little window. You don't really know about what's going on around him, but you're going to have a like a sneaky peek window of where it is to be a mediocre villain personnel.
Okay, who's the main characters?
Well, I mean, like the main characters, without it sounding sort of like you know, cliche, you've got one that's. Because the names are kind of like going to be jokey names, but you've got one that's basically a mathematical genius, aka an intern in this mediocre villain personnel sort of outfit.
Yeah.
Really, really sort of like smart super genius, who's basically like the power behind the throne. And you've got like, you know, his dolt, which is his friend, as it were.
Yeah.
And Yeah, like, it's both them scheming. So one's really smart socially, the other's really smart sort of like, you know, matter-of-fact and science-y.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's not sort of like the typical sort of layout, so you don't expect sort of like a Batman and Robin dynamic duo sort of thing going on, because the group's always growing and changing, and you're always going to be seeing new characters within the organisation and all that stuff, so... Yeah. I mean, looking forward to sort of like writing more than, say, 10 pages, which I've got at the moment. But, yeah, it's quite interesting, as it were.
That sounds good.
Good. So, yeah, as I said before, there's going to be two other projects revolving around either script writing or sort of just creative nonsense. But the idea behind Project Ice Cream is just to show you guys a little different scoop of flavour of what we're about. Pun intended.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, on with the dumb shit then. Yeah, so in regards to dumb shit recently, it's been a long time since we've sat down and discussed film in mass. There's been a lot of films released in 2020, as it were, as well as a lot of films released within 2019/crossover/December/ box office gold, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, the one I would like to sort of like touch on is one that I saw recently. I'm going to go with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars. I liked it. A bit long. I mean, it's the only complaint, really. And they didn't really get to it, as it were. I reckon there's lots of story left to be told in regards to sort of like spoilers and all that stuff. I won't really go that far, but the overall narrative comes to a close because it's the third one in the trilogy. Mm-hmm. And the way that they've done it, it's okay, I guess. Okay. But there are some really interesting scenes that they have, or they've chosen, shall I say. But it's very reminiscent of Attack of the Clones, if you're familiar with that. Although...
How so?
Clones. There's loads of clones. So Attack of the Clones. Reminiscent. I never said it was exactly like. I said reminiscent.
Okay.
So yeah, in regards to sort of like armies being built, armies being offered, armies looking to be deployed, but without going into spoiler territory as such, yeah, it's very reminiscent of that. So you've got that, but the main sort of selling point, I will say, is Rey's background, which is sort of discussed. She's no longer simply just Rey towards the end of the film, which is good and bad, I guess. Mixed emotions about it. I mean, what did you think?
About Rey?
About Star Wars.
Let's get that. It was fine. I mean, I think there was in a kind of a difficult situation because of how the other one left off, or, well, basically just from the whole previous film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I guess, like, it shows what happens when you don't have a plan.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be sitting down and saying, we're going to make 3 movies, and you have no idea where the arc's going to go, or, you know, like, where you're going to continue off after
I
the arc.
I don't think it's the case of they did have a place where the arc was going to go.
I believe so, because you've made one film and you've let someone else come in and write the sequel, and you've not really communicated what your vision was or where it was supposed to go, because the second film is a completely different movie, and then so by the time you get to the third movie, it's you're trying to piece these two movies together and make it a whole story, which is, it's always going to put you in a difficult situation when you do it like that.
I also think that they were hoping for a lot more people to sort of like jump on board the solo movies sort of thing.
Yeah. I think that's...
No, the only reason why I say that is because it...
Probably, but also that's irrelevant in regards to these three movies.
Yeah, because that's the only reason why I reckon they punched these out so quickly.
It wasn't really that quickly. It was always the plan to be to have these every other year.
I don't know.
I mean, that's the only plan they did have.
I mean, well, this is the thing. I liked Rogue One.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see that story be flushed out a bit.
That's not what you said when it came out.
Yeah, but that's only because I've seen how it's ended up now. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's not something that...
What more do you want from Rogue One?
No, I mean, like, if we're going to explain how the first Death Star's been built and all that stuff, maybe go into a real, real deep cut of The First Jedi. That would have been amazing.
That's a different movie.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, something like that. You know, if you're going on the origin sort of thing, The First Jedi, for me, would have been an interesting story.
Maybe. Maybe they would have got there, but because of the mixed reception of Solo, I kind of think they...
Which wasn't a bad film.
Put the brakes on, like, the anthology movies that they were making.
Yeah.
Because Obi-Wan was supposed to be a movie. But because of the reception of Solo, I kind of think it put the brakes on that, and now it's a series. So,
well, it's brakes are on that as well. Like, they're on rewrites as we speak. So,
well, that's fair enough. If that's the case, whatever they need to do to make it work.
Well, this is the entire thing. Like, you don't want to be in a situation like Robert De Niro with the Bloody Irishman, and have your actors too freaking old to play the parts that you wanted to actually play.
Yeah, but no one's going to turn around. They're not going to be in production or in pre-production so long that Ewan McGregor ages out of being fucking Obi-Wan.
You say that.
No, it's not possible. I mean, look how old Alec Guinness is.
Alec Guinness came in old.
He came in old. Yeah, but that's the kind of time frame you're bridging. You're bridging between, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan to Alec Guinness. And it's not, you know, there's plenty of time.
I suppose. You can be very, very old. Yeah. And on top of that, it's like time... It's not like they
aren't going to want this done as quickly as possible. It's just probably they're in the story phase and they wanted to make some changes.
And speaking about changes, the other film I watched was Bad Boys.
Okay.
For Whole Life. With no three at the end.
Yeah, well, there'd always be a three at the end to me.
What's your opinion on this one?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're scum.
I'm not scum.
You are.
What, because I enjoyed a movie?
You enjoyed a very mediocre, ropey script.
No, disagree.
Terrible movie.
I disagree.
Terrible.
I disagree.
Terrible movie. I mean, the messed up thing is, when we was actually there and was watching it, we was actually making the film better by adding loops around the plot. To explain the bullshit holes that are in the plot.
Everything I said was in the movie. You just didn't notice it.
Ah, please. Okay, let's divulge. What's the things that you saw in the movie, Redacted?
What do you mean?
Like, you're saying about what, the background?
No, well, you're telling me where the holes were. You tell me what holes you saw.
Alright, my main issue with the whole film is the fact that, needless to say, I think this... It's during the time when Will Smith was really into the whole Gemini Man thing. Because now...
Disagree.
Nah, I'm going to make my point.
You always criticise Will Smith like he's writing movies. Will Smith is not fucking writing movies.
Exactly, he's ruining them.
He's not writing them.
Needless to say, when he was part of this film...
Yeah, but he didn't write it. So any perceived...
He said yes to the part, so he's equally to blame.
Any perceived... similarities you see between this and Gemini Man, it's all on you.
I want to show you something, right? At the moment, I'm looking at box sets on my box, as it were. And
anyway, there's a current one. Similarities between this and Gemini Man, of which there are none.
No,
he didn't write the scripts.
He didn't write the script. But he ruins films. Every single time he's in a film, it's very similar concepts.
Then why do you keep going to watch them then?
I went to watch Bad Boys because I'm a Martin Lawrence fan.
Okay. But you knew Will Smith was going to be in it. So if you
and
knew,
I tolerated it.
If you know he ruins films for you, then why bother watching it?
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. The main reason I watched it is just to see if he's changed. Same reason why you watched...
Why would he change between... Yeah, but you think...
You watched Brooklyn, was it? Marvelous Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Hoping that Bruce Willis has changed.
No, I didn't.
Okay, why did you watch it then?
Because I thought it might be a good film.
Oh, dear. That's just naive.
Yeah, but why?
Why are you thinking that's going to be a good film, of all things?
Yeah, but it's not like it wasn't a good film. I enjoyed it.
Ugh. It was a terrible film.
You haven't even seen it.
What, Marvelous Brooklyn? Oh, no, not Marvelous Brooklyn. I'm still speaking about Bad Boys.
This is why no one can take what you say no one can accept
Do you
opinion.
Mind not assassinating because, my character?
Because you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about half the time.
I do.
What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about Bad Boys for Life with a three at the end.
Yeah, but you're asking me why did I go see Marvelous Brooklyn?
No, because I was using your pedantic example. It's like, then why are you going to watch a Will Smith film?
You're saying it's a bad film and you haven't seen it.
No, I said Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, but then you also said Mother's Brooklyn was.
No, I'm just saying by your same assumption, like, why were you going there? Is it a rubbish film?
Not really, no, because I'm saying, like, I don't think, well, it depends on the film, but for me, one actor's performance is not going to spoil the whole film for me.
You'd be surprised, sir.
So even if I thought Bruce Willis might phone in his performance, there's a lot of other actors in it that I knew wouldn't.
You say that. Nah, it's not the case.
But you can't disagree with me because you haven't seen it.
Well, this is the reason why I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Fair enough.
And, I mean, I don't see Marvelous Brooklyn being as offensive as Bad Boys for Life with no three at the end. So,
it wasn't offensive. That's,
all right. So, back to the holes in the plot, right? The holes in the plot.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word, some random guy is working for a Mexican cartel lady, for what we know in the beginning, which turns out to be somebody's son. Now, that being said, there's no resemblance.
So?
Hmm? So? That being said,
yeah.
How would he know or not know that he is, you know, said son of said guy? Other than the mannerisms.
No, but he done the math. The math worked out.
Only after, you know, several attempts on the man's life.
Yeah, obviously. But once it was done, it was done.
See,
so that is not a plot hole.
The plot hole is the fact that the son in question was not told.
That's not a plot hole.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Because how?
How what? How wasn't he told?
How did he not think? Say. Yeah, but how would you know? I mean, like, it's meant to be, what, 96 or something like that?
Yeah.
He's a grown-ass man.
So?
Go on, you know, like, wouldn't you have, like, moaning questions like, who's my dad? I know my mum is.
No, but obviously...
Where's my dad?
He thought the man that his mum was married to was his dad. He had no reason to question it. People find out that they're adopted or their perceived parent is actually their step-parent or their mum is really their aunt all the fucking time. That's not a plot hole.
Speaking of plot holes...
Yeah, exactly. Move on, because you're wrong.
No, I'm right.
You're wrong.
Basically, there's a Will Smith collection on a popular TV platform based box.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shout them out because, obviously, they're not paying, man. So, you can do the math. There's only one box, really. But, you've got Aladdin, you've got After Earth.
Aladdin's fine.
You've got Hancock, you've got £7,
Most
I Am Legend.
Hancock is fine.
I Am Legend, Pursuit of Happiness, Hitch.
Most of I Am Legend is fine.
Hitch, iRobot,
Bad Boys 2,
Enemy of the State, and Bad Boys 1.
Bad Boys 1 is that's good. It's good stuff. I watched it the other day.
Okay, so Bad Boys 2, really fucking awful. Bad Boys 3, not bad as. But
I need to see Bad Boys 2 again to say it's really awful.
It is.
I remember there was a lot I didn't like about it at the time. I think most of it was based on it leans more towards the comedy than the action, mm-hmm. From what I remember. Mm-hmm. But Bad Boys 2, I mean, Bad Boys, fine. Enemy of the State is fine. Most of I Am Legend is fine. Aladdin is fine.
It's bullshit, that's what it is.
Hancock, most of Hancock works.
After Earth.
I mean, you know, whatever. It's not a good movie, but...
It's not.
He didn't write it.
And where's the... I mean, like, there's so much injustice. This is meant to be the definitive box set, right? Of this actor.
Definitive box set.
There's no Wild Wild West.
Are you high?
There's no...
It's not a definitive box set. This is the film
collection.
This is the film collection that this particular box has licensed to show on its service. It's not the definitive 100% Will Smith collection. It's just this is what they have licensed to show.
As they have all of the current Star Wars.
Because currently they have a license to show it. They're not going to have this next year.
Yeah, I know. No, they probably won't have this halfway through the year.
Well, there you go. Well, my point still stands.
I mean, there's a lot of good films from these people. Oh, dear. Speaking of which, of people, I was watching a YouTube video the other day about reboots or planned films for He-Man that didn't actually come out.
Yep.
And I was wondering, what's your opinion on the most missed out on film that you would watched in the cinema?
What do you mean?
Like, basically, you know, like, you had your Nicolas Cage as Superman, you had your Jean-Claude Van Damme as... What's that guy that it was meant to be? Basically, came after Street Fighter. It's a really big thing. Oh, God. Well, you had Jean-Claude Van Damme playing one of these big reboot characters. Can't remember which film it was.
So helpful.
Sharp. So sharp. And then you've also got, you know, your Rampage Jacksons in the A-Team and all that stuff. Actually, they made that film, didn't they?
They did make that film. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was fucking awful. Okay, I digress. But basically, what was your biggest non-made film?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I'd say maybe the James Cameron Spider-Man film. It would have been awful, but it would have been interesting to see.
Yeah, Leo as Spidey.
Don't know about that, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's what was meant to happen. So Leo as Spidey. I mean, for me, I feel that... I mean, the Nicolas Cage one would have been cool, but technically it would have been Wild Wild West, according to Kevin Smith. So...
Not really.
Yeah, he was going to fight a big spider.
Yeah, but just because it has a spider in it doesn't make it Wild Wild West.
No, the guy that made Wild Wild West.
No, I know, but just because... it has one element that's in it does not make it that film. It just means that
guy wanted that spider in the film. Yeah,
it's not the same. It doesn't make it Wild Wild West.
Okay, needs to say, I would say for me, it would have been oh God, maybe Bruce Lee and Kung Fu, maybe. Because...
Yeah, but they weren't going to make that.
You know that they're rebooting that now.
Kung Fu? Not surprised.
Fucking bad. I mean, like... I recently watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it kind of, like, edges around the fact that he was executive producing it.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, the connection within the Tarantino verse is that... Kill Bill had the guy that played the guy in Kung Fu, David Carradine. I can't remember his actual character's name. I think it's Kane. Is it Kane?
Yep.
Yeah, so Kane. He played Kane in the film, and Bruce Lee was the guy that came up with the whole concept of that. If you remember the film The Dragon, they called him in. He was like consulting on it, and then they edged him off. Then he went to Japan. He went to Hong Kong, made a living there, and you know the rest, as you know, it's history. So, yeah, I mean, like, in regards to the reboot, I would love to see somebody playing that culturally appropriate, I would say. Mm. Then you've also
probably.
Got...
I mean, they'd probably be... I don't know, actually. I don't know, because, like, if they were making it today, then maybe they would, but because it's... because it already exists... I don't know. It could go either way, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, like, I don't know. If you was to design a film with any character, not any character, any actor and actress from history, and use that sort of ability to design a new franchise, not even a new franchise, an existing franchise, who would they be and why? Break this down. If you like, for example, let's take Fast and the Furious, right?
Yeah.
With members of Grease, for example. I'm not saying that's what my film is.
What is your film?
My film would be a good question, actually. I was posing the question to you and I forgot about my answer. My film would be Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels with the cast of Goodfellas. And obviously, like, it'd be American.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Just trying to think how that would translate.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just thinking of stuff that would blow your mind semi-mind. But you would accept
it. But it's already good.
This is what I'm saying.
So why would you...
No, because the only thing about Lockstock was the members of the cast. Members of the cast were relatively unknown at the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a bad movie.
Film. It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. But if you had a, like, for example, a film like Lockstock, right? If you had the opportunity to superstar the fuck out of it,
yeah.
Who would they be and why?
I don't know. That's hard because I already have love for that movie. So.
Alright, Snatch.
Why would I want to change Snatch. It? Same thing. Like, Snatch. Why would I want you?
Obviously, Snatch has got a couple of superstars in there anyway, so.
Exactly. Like, what, you're going to recast Brad Pitt in Snatch?
Let's choose this. Actually, I'll choose Hugh Jackman over Brad Pitt.
Nah, he couldn't do that pikey accent.
Yeah, he could.
No, he
couldn't. He's so good.
No.
You like dogs?
No. Not like Brad Pitt.
It's fucked up that he could do it. How long do you reckon he trained?
What? To do the accent? I don't fucking know.
Jesus. It must have taken a while. Because the diction's great.
Because you'd think, like, oh, maybe he took a while, but because it's a smaller, lower budget film, like, probably not. Like,
yeah, they probably just took the best bits.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you just got a good, like, voice coach. Like, maybe you just got a really, really good voice coach.
Maybe. I reckon he has.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, so...
he paid with it out of his own money.
See, that's the thing.
What?
That's the thing. I reckon that Brad Pitt... But this is the thing, like, I don't know how Brad Pitt chooses his films.
I don't know. Like, now, recently, I think he just chooses projects he likes. I saw Ad Astra last year. Like, that was pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fine. It's good.
Because there's that film. I watched one film, and it's not Killing Them Softly. It's another one. It's in the same vein, and it's like all the... He's like a army coach or something like that. Not army coach, but he's like a general.
No, that's in the same vein.
Huh?
How is that in the same vein as that?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's a Plan B film.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what the name of the bloody film is. Saying that, The Big Short is good. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was on. I mean, it's still on my list. I just kind of.
Yeah, watch it. I would say treat yourself. Right. I think it's on Netflix and something like that.
Yeah, speaking of the Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't you dare say a goddamn thing.
It's good stuff.
Of course it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It looks amazing.
It's good stuff. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Good time was had.
Yeah, you keep enjoying it, yeah? I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're going to hear, like, an insert on this bloody episode over this bit.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking like as if I know what I'm talking about. After watching it. And
after you've watched it, you should know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Hopefully. That's what we hope. I've watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, you said that already.
Have you?
No.
Okay. Now we're even. Now we're even. It's fine.
I would bet money that I had a better time watching Gentlemen than you had watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I don't know. I was at home. I was watching it on...
I don't even care what the setting is.
No, that's complete.
What I'm saying. It's,
yeah.
Unless you was getting a blowjob at the same time, there's no way.
Maybe I was.
There's no way.
Maybe
that's why
I was.
Said, unless...
Maybe I was.
There's no way. Like, I really enjoyed watching that film.
Although, that
I
is...
Definitely, if he made another one, I would definitely watch it.
Well, it's Guy Ritchie. Like, he's got two franchises that he can do a sequel to, and yet he hasn't. Snatch being one of them.
Yeah, well, it's not a franchise if there's only one film.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, IPs. He's got two IPs. He's got IPs, right? Yeah. They can make sequels to Snatch being one of them, Rock and Roller being another, and now you've got Gentlemen.
No, I would say Rock and Roller more than Snatch.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Because that was set up to have a sequel. Snatch isn't really. Like, you can do more stuff with the same characters, but you don't really need to. It's the same with Lockstock. Mm. You could do more stuff with the same characters, but you don't really need to.
The messed up thing about Rock and Roller is that all the cast from Rock and Roller are really friggin' big now. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see it.
Yeah.
You're not going to see it.
Yeah, even, what's the name? Toby Kimmel. Hmm. Kibble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He played the main Rock and Roller, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. So Toby Kibble's gone friggin' strong.
He was,
he's teetering. He was teetering. Yeah. I mean, if it weren't for Rock and Roller.
I mean, he is bigger now, I guess, yeah.
And then there's that guy.
But it's not like, it's, yeah, but it's
that
not
Graham
like.
Graham guy. What's that guy?
It's not like Guy Ritchie couldn't get Mark Strong to do a film if he wanted to. He could.
Yeah, he could.
Of course he could.
I reckon he had loads of fun in Rock and Roller.
Yeah. I mean, he was in fucking Brothers Grimsby, for fuck's sake. He'd do anything.
Nah, you know what? I think it's getting to a point where he likes doing comedy now, I think. He likes
that's fair enough. But I don't think he'd only do comedy.
Yeah, definitely not. But regards
he probably just wanted to hang out with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, maybe.
Or he'd have a good time.
Yeah, I reckon...
Even though the film's horrible, he probably enjoyed working on it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the problem with Brothers Grimsby as well is that it came out way too late.
Yeah.
Something like that should have come out...
Yeah, probably.
...come out straight away when Ali G came out. Ali G in the house.
Oh.
It would have been a bit more... Because that's more of a solidified character.
I wouldn't say it would have to have been back then, but it does feel like it came out later than it should have. Like,
yeah.
That film should have came out maybe 10, 15 years beforehand.
Yeah.
But
it didn't really make any sense after a while.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I don't feel...
It's more in the vein of, say, Goldmember, and I think that's where it flops.
Yeah,
I mean, that for me, I mean, like, I love those films.
Yeah.
Like, Austin Powers, I love those films. But I don't want to see one now. I don't think it would make any sense.
Guy Ritchie could get any. If he wanted to, he could get any of those guys back.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's too big for Guy Ritchie to get.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of time has gone past between those films, and the only one that's really set up for sequels was
Sherlock,
Rock and Roller.
Sherlock as well.
I guess, but he doesn't really.
I suppose. It's see, not, Sherlock, Sherlock is a
not IP, but I guess it's what do you call it? It's out of
it's a franchise
or whatever. Yeah. It's It's worry-free.
I suppose. I mean, like, it depends. Like, me, personally, if I was to redesign a film with, like, a plush cast, as it were, maybe I would do... Nah, not Space Jam. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Why are you high?
Well, I would have got the original Eddie Murphy to play Bob Hoskins' character. That film would be so much better with Eddie Murphy.
Are you high?
I mean, I love Bob. I do love Bob.
Oh, you don't?
Up until Mario Brothers, in which I then hated him.
That was his fault.
It was.
Oh, my God. You blame actors for every bad movie.
Yeah, that's, you're the vessel.
Yeah, but it's not your vision. Like, it's your body.
If you choose for your body to be there, then it's your fault.
But you don't know what the film's going to look like when you sign on to do it.
Yeah, should have paid more attention, innit?
Not really, because there's a lot of difference between what happens on the page and what actually happens on film. Whereas, like, you don't have control over everything.
I mean, Who Framed Roger Rabbit should be.
Really, you're fucking high. Like, what you want to do is you want to take a film that's good, but has a cast that no one saw the film, and then you add other people in. You don't want to take a classic like Who Framed Roger Rabbit as fuck around with the casting.
No, I would just literally replace Bob Hoskins with Bob Hoskins with Eddie Murphy.
You are insane.
You're insane.
You're insane.
Like, that wouldn't be a good film.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, what about it? What about
different film?
What about this? The Golden Child.
Yeah.
But instead of Eddie Murphy, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, no. No. You're terrible at this.
Okay, come up with a better example then. Dun 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 dun. Okay, go ahead.
I know, I can't think of one at the moment, but
Mocker of Ideas! Spoiler of Dreams! Redacted. Bruv. Strikes again.
Bruv. Like, I will spoil if they're terrible.
What about this one? Will Smith, right? Django Unchained.
It's not necessary.
Hmm?
Not necessary.
That was the original casting.
Yeah, I know it was the original casting, but it's not necessary. I don't think, Jamie Foxx is fine in it.
Yeah, but Will Smith.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have been better.
It's Will Smith.
So?
Mike Lowry.
So?
Maybe. He might have been a little bit better.
I don't think so.
Although, I don't want to see Will Smith in a cowboy costume ever since Wild Wild West. So, I think it's a great idea that Jamie Foxx actually did it rather than Will Smith. Because I would have just seen that film.
Nah, I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't even have watched. I wouldn't even watch Django Unchained.
He's too tall.
Yeah, it would have made Leonardo DiCaprio seem a bit weird.
I just think...
Has Leonardo DiCaprio and Will Smith been in the same film?
Don't know.
I don't think we've ever actually had the budget. No, that hasn't happened.
Of course they've had the budget.
Nah, they haven't.
Of course they've had the budget.
Leo, but mind you, Leo hasn't been in many films with other people. Like, he tends to work with the same people all over again. So... Apparently he's in another film with Kate Winslet. I can't remember which one, but he's in like three films with her.
Is he?
Or something like that. But Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro been in loads of films together.
Yeah, because they're both Scorsese boys.
Now they're Scorsese boys.
They've been Scorsese boys for a long time.
No. Leo wasn't a Scorsese boy in the beginning.
No, but he's been in many Scorsese films.
Now?
What do you mean now?
Now that he did the Oscar run.
What do you mean now?
Yeah, he did the Oscar run, didn't he?
Alright, and how many films does it have to be for him to be a Scorsese boy?
No, I mean, like, I'm not saying that he's not a Scorsese boy.
No, but you're saying he is now, like, he's just become a Scorsese boy.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to think of, like, the films that, like, A Man in Iron Mask times, no one, like, Scorsese was fucking with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'd have to cross-reference that year with other films he was in, to be for sure. But They've done many projects together.
Now they have. Well, you got Departed.
What, now? Yeah, but it's not like...
I mean, actually, I think it's from Gangs of New York. From Gangs of New York, he's been a Scorsese boy. Before then...
What, was that the first one?
I think so.
Then it's not now then, is it?
No, I'm just saying, like, in regards to... You're saying, like, Scorsese boy... No, because the way you said it was like Scorsese boy is something you just come out as. Like, for example, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, I would associate with Scorsese boy.
Yeah.
Whereas Leonardo DiCaprio...
you would associate with Scorsese.
I wouldn't, because he's his own brand of actor now.
What do you mean now? Why do you keep saying now?
Because he's got an Oscar.
So?
That's what was holding him back.
I'm not holding him back. Fuck off. Holding him back from what? Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Shut your
and
face. Critical
acclaim.
Fuck off. Like he didn't have critical acclaim before.
He didn't.
Of course he did.
No, he didn't.
Of course he did.
No, he didn't.
What? Just because he didn't win an Oscar?
Yeah.
But he was nominated a bunch of times. So what difference does
that make? No, he wasn't.
He was.
The first nomination he had was for Aviator.
And that was fucking ages ago, so...
That's what I'm saying. That was a good film. It was good, isn't it?
So he's had critical acclaim for a long time.
Okay, whatever the case may be,
is your chatting shit, bruv.
Bruv. You are very, very, very needlessly aggressive.
I'm not fucking aggressive, bruv.
You are, bruv.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not. You're just chatting shit.
I'm not chatting shit.
Telling me about Leonardo DiCaprio didn't have critical acclaim before he got an Oscar. That's noise, bruv.
I said.
That is what you said. You don't have to repeat it because God. That is what you said.
God. Just rewind this tape and then you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, you said exactly what I said.
No. No, you said what I said.
Yeah, I did say what you said.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
That is what I said. I said what you said.
Yeah. Okay, this
noise,
is...
Noise, bro.
This is noise. This is the loop. You put me in some Inception shit.
You put yourself in Inception shit, bro.
Okay, so in regards to sort of like Will Smith and Leonardo DiCaprio being in the same film.
Yeah.
If you were to put them in the same film,
yeah.
What would that film be?
I would put them in a... I don't know, something like... I don't know, some kind of action...
I don't think it, no.
Some kind of action.
It'll have to be a thriller. For me, like a thriller.
Yeah, maybe an action thriller.
Like, sound like Collateral.
Nah, more action than that. Mm. More action than that. Something where they got to run around.
No, but you have to play to their strengths. Will Smith, I saw him run in fucking Bad Boys for Life. Not his strong forte. And Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't know how to swim, really.
Who said anything about swimming? Who cares?
Just saying, it's not the athlete according to Rose, as it were.
Who the fuck is Rose?
The bitch that left him in the sea.
Oh my god. Okay. Because he drowned in one film he was in, he can't swim, alright?
He hasn't swum ever since.
Alright. That's bullshit.
No.
Say it's bullshit.
There isn't.
It's bullshit.
It isn't.
He swam in The Revenant. Shut your face, bro.
Didn't really. He staggered.
Shut your face, bro. You can't stagger in water.
You can when you've just been attacked by a bear.
Shut your face, bro.
Attacked by a bear, bro. Staggered in that water.
It's fine.
Didn't swim.
Well, after he healed.
And he was up against a rock. He was nowhere near a ship, so.
No.
Just saying. Yeah, so I'll put him in a thriller.
Like Enemy of the State.
No, like another 48 hours. I reckon I'll play off each other better that way. And I reckon it'll be good to see Will Smith as some form of like criminal, a rogue. Because I've never seen him
racist,
like that.
Bro.
He's always playing some positive black guy.
Racist.
Just saying.
No,
he's
not.
He is.
No,
he's
not.
Name one. Apart from I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Hancock.
Bruv, he saves the day at the end.
Huh?
He saves the day at the end.
Yeah, and he's a bum for the whole most of the movie.
Exactly, but there's redemption in there, so
not a positive black guy.
He is a positive black guy.
No, he's not.
He's not even a black guy, he's a black alien.
Well, whatever.
Doesn't count.
Well, guy, he's a male. It's not like I said human.
Ugh, fuck. Right, webs. So, I would put him in a cop. I mean, I would say cop.
That one where he's a con artist.
What? Focus.
That as well, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
You're thinking of Bag of Vance. Legend of Bag of Vance.
No, the other one.
Oh, 6 degrees of Separation.
Yes.
Why do I know so much about Will Smith?
Right. There's plenty of films where he's not a positive black guy.
Yeah, but he wasn't good in that film.
Doesn't matter. That's not what you said.
He wasn't good.
You love to move the goalposts.
He wasn't good.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. That's not what the conversation was.
Okay. So, other sort of random couples. Let's spit the ball a bit. Alright, if you had to cast... Right. Bruce Lee, and let's go on the other end of the spectrum, let's throw it way out, and Marlon Brando in the film, what would it be about? Because obviously it's the same as you, it could have happened then. I mean, obviously it has to be an action film.
Why?
Huh?
Marlon Brando can't do action.
Yeah, he can. No. Apocalypse Now, what's the other one? Godfather.
He was fat and old in Godfather.
Yeah, he'd be fat and old in any other film.
Huh?
He'd be fat and old in this film.
Yeah,
he'd
be one of the bad guys. So he can't be
in fact, that's it. Big Boss.
So he's the bad guy.
Big Boss.
That's too easy.
I know. Big Boss.
It's too easy. It's pointless.
What? It was just so what? You, what about Lethal Weapon? Okay, Lethal Weapon. you recast Jet Li as Bruce, and then you have Marlon Brando. And you do it all in real time, so basically there would have been the ages that they are then.
No, it's terrible.
Marlon Brando is Riggs.
It's terrible. Doesn't even make sense.
It does.
No, it isn't. No, it doesn't.
Give him an offer they can't refuse, isn't it?
Yeah, but he was not that old. Riggs is not meant to be that old and useless.
Okay, Murtaugh then.
Even Murtaugh's not that fucking old.
I reckon Murtaugh could have been, like, he should have been a lot fatter.
No, because he was about his job, wasn't
it? Yeah, he's always about to retire.
Yeah, he is about to retire, but he's not about to. He didn't let him. He wasn't about to let himself go before he retired.
Fine. Or what about this one? Bruce Lee falling down.
Yeah, maybe.
Why not? I reckon that would be cool.
Possibly.
Obviously, it would be an older Bruce Lee. And. You're just opposed the two characters in that shot. So the guy that was Chinese would be white, and obviously Bruce Lee would be Chinese.
Okay.
That would be a very good play, especially during that time. It would have been more powerful, more poignant.
Would it?
Yeah. White shop owner, you know, overcharging a Chinese guy. Chinese guy goes mad, beats him up, takes the baseball bat. Actually, it'll be too easy. Too easy. You'd expect him to wild out.
Yeah.
Kick him in his head and then stomp on his neck.
Yep.
The only thing that you would have to work around is the job that he had.
Why?
Because Michael Douglas's character used to work for the Ministry of Defence.
So?
Bruce Lee can't really...
Why not?
Elephant in the room, but he is from a different ethnic background to the US military government.
So?
So he would have different jobs available to him in the '80s.
That's bullshit, bruv.
No, it's racism. It's real life racism.
Huh?
Real life racism.
No, look, fine, but it's not like it's impossible. It's less likely.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible, which means you could have done it.
See, I reckon the only way it would have worked if you was to cast somebody like Bruce Lee in that role in Falling Down. He would have to be a restaurant owner.
That's racist.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's all that's going to happen.
No, but it doesn't have to be.
No, I mean, like I said, in the ideal world, you just give him a role.
It's more likely, but it's not impossible. Therefore, you could do it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Anyway, so on to the next one, as it were. So we've talked about the reboots and all that nonsense. Have you seen a TV series under the name of Dice? Dice.
Nope.
You ain't seen Dice yet?
Still no.
Wow. Okay, what was the last...
Wow.
What's the last TV...
You didn't see Watchmen?
Ugh. I am watching Watchmen.
Okay. But you haven't seen it.
Have you watched The Mandalorian?
Most of it.
Then shut up.
What do you mean, shut up?
Then shut up.
What do you mean?
I've watched it. It's good.
Yeah, good for you.
See? This is how...
I've watched most of it.
This is smug. This is what smug feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, good.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not available over here, so, you know.
It is available.
It's not available over here.
Just have to have a proxy server.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to find,
wiggle around
find
the system.
So there's barrier for entry. That's why I haven't seen all of it.
Fine. So on the 23rd, you're going to watch it?
Yeah, probably.
Officially?
Yeah.
HD?
Yep.
No lag?
Yep.
No weird stuff?
Yep.
No random pop-ups?
Yep.
No dodgy websites?
Yep.
Good. Alright, so... So what's the last season? What's the last TV series that you watched? It's going to be embarrassing for both of us. Imagine it being so. Are you talking Magnum PI again?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't watched that in a bit. Like, that's something I've been just dipping in and out of. Like, I'm not like dedicated to Magnum PI. It's just something, fun to throw on in the background every now and again.
It's fun. That's what he says. No, it's fine. It's fine. The original series, yes.
Unlike you, I'm able to enjoy stuff. Oh. I don't just find everything just depressing and shit.
I like Dice. That's what was the reason I was going to bring up.
Do you? Because you hate everything else.
Dice is funny.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, but more chauvinistic and more ignorant.
Okay, if you like that sort of thing.
No, but I mean, as the character. Characters.
Yeah, but obviously you must,
I mean, Larry
like,
Sanders,
you must like that sort of
Larry
thing.
Sanders is a tough act to follow. Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate
it. I was actually watching a bit of that yesterday.
Yeah, it's good. Spicy stuff.
Yep.
Spicy.
Yep. But I'm not just like, most of the time he's right.
That's what makes it worse.
A lot of the people that he come across are dickheads. Like,
but
it's not him.
But you reckon,
it's not him,
but
it's
you
them.
Reckon it's the case that you've got familiarity for the character now? So it's like you're watching his journey unfold. So therefore you believe anything that he has done is not entirely his fault?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That's not... I thought you were going to ask a different question. No, I don't think so.
No, because you know we as humans, we have truth bias.
Yeah.
So it's like... Some
people do.
No. Everyone pretty much does.
Some people
apart do. From police officers.
Are you high?
No, I'm just saying, in general.
They're having the most.
In general. Huh?
They're the most biased.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, like, you said accept.
No, I said truth bias, yeah. Not lie bias. Like, they don't come at you and automatically think that you're lying. Like, human beings.
Yeah.
Police officers or people in authority, they have the opposite.
Okay.
Comprende?
Yeah.
Okay, so, that being said, so your truth bias is that you feel that Larry David's character is innocent.
I didn't say he's innocent. I'm just saying,
I mean,
a lot of the situations he comes across where like someone ends up arguing with him,
yeah.
It's them, like those people are dicks. And like he's just kind of
puts his grinds his heels and
he's a little bit not unsympathetic, he's stubborn,
aloof.
I would say aloof,
condescending, I would say patronizing,
not really, I wouldn't even say that,
sarky.
I could go with that, but
sarky, very sarky.
But yeah, mostly it's them. Like there was one I watched one the other day, it's one of the early episodes where it's like he's on the pitching part or whatever, and some guy drops a ball near him, but it's like the ball was pretty much in the middle. Like I'm like swinging my balls or whatever.
Swinging your balls?
Yeah, I'm swinging my fucking balls. And you drop to pick up your own fucking ball. Like, why am I gonna interrupt what I'm doing to pick up your ball? And then what, you're gonna act like a dickhead when I see you later when you know we're going to the same place? It's like, no, don't be a prick. Why are you being a prick for?
Speaking of Larry David, you know that he actually saved the guy from getting a murder charge?
No, why would I know that?
Well, basically, it's one of his episodes was filmed at the baseball park where one guy, his alibi was.
Yeah.
And this is before this. Yeah, there's no like CCTV cameras like how they are over here, like in England.
Yeah.
In America, like they're viewing far between, but luckily they were filming a HBO special. At that particular game.
Okay.
and it's like quite rare that they actually do filmings during the game.
Yeah.
They usually like hire out the venue and then, you know, but it's actually during the game.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the show in question, I think it's called Long Shot, something like that, and it's on Netflix.
Okay.
I recommend you watch it. It's good.
Just because there's a...
No, I'm just saying, speaking of Larry David.
Okay.
Because the guy's a hero.
Yeah,
save the guy from murder, bro.
By accidentally catching him on film doesn't make the hero.
Yeah, because that was a piece of evidence that got him away.
So?
Yeah.
So what? It was a fucking accident.
They triangulated the cell phone as well when he made the call. Basically, he was going to jail. Like, it was peak. The murder.
Good for him.
No, it wasn't. It was good, bro. Nothing good. Not good, bro.
Yeah, couldn't get less.
Speaking of murder, have you seen Aaron Hernandez?
Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, the life of
Aaron. No. Oh,
Jesus.
No.
So good.
Is it really?
He was mental.
And what's the good part?
I'm just saying, like, he had... Like,
which part made it good? Which was the most enjoying part for you?
The fact that he's getting done for murder... And then you find out he's just been dropping bodies all over the place.
So entertaining.
So entertaining, sir.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
Wait.
Yeah.
You're capable of sarcasm. You're being capable
Couldn't
of
give a shit, bruv. Could yeah. not give a shit.
It's so good.
See, this is the team. Our levels of... We have different levels of enjoyment.
Exactly, and that's what makes us great.
You like enjoying murderers and killers... And
much like most of the
misogynists,
yeah.
And I'd rather watch Bad Boys,
which is about murderous misogynists.
Not really.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It completely is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't. No, it's not.
So is.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
It's not at all.
He
it's
murders.
About two cops.
He murders a lot of people in that film.
Yep.
It's a lot of murder.
He killed five people. Killed five people. Criminals don't count.
They do. It's line of duty. If you're a cop, you're murdering people. Line of duty. Bad Boys.
Oh, you're saying the cops killed a lot of people?
Yes.
Well, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
The son only killed like five people on screen.
Yep.
About 25 off screen.
Nah.
With that rocket launcher, definitely.
Nah.
Yeah, it's a rocket launcher, bro.
So?
You think that there ain't going to be no collateral damage? It's a rocket launcher, bro.
No,
people died.
They moved out of the way.
No, yeah. Can't move out of the way of a rocket launcher. You think you
of got... course you can.
No, you can't, bro.
Of course you can. People move out of the way all the time.
Wait, you just like duck your head to the side and
just,
walk away from the explosion.
Turn the steering wheel this way.
Lies, bro.
Yeah, man.
Lies.
Of course.
Basically, there's been a lot of collateral damage. Regards to that guy, anyway. Anyway, so...
Yeah, what was the last TV series you watched?
Last TV series I watched is The Good Place.
Okay.
Which is good.
The last season, yeah.
It's actually good.
Yeah. I've been watching the
room. Well, you kept that shit quiet. Care to elaborate on what The Rookie's about, which is pretty like the worst thing in the world.
Is it?
I mean,
it's not the worst thing in the world. Come on.
I had a dark side.
Come on.
To what I was watching. I was watching The Deuce.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was scum for watching it and enjoying it.
You are. It's got nothing to do with what you're watching.
You're a very bad person.
I'm not.
You're a bad guy, Redacted.
I'm not.
You're a bad guy.
I'm not.
I don't judge you for what you watch.
You do. You 100%. You're doing it like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, fair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I said it wasn't because of what you watched.
That's what I'm saying. You're judging me. You're not judging me because of what you watched. That's what I meant. Scumbag. So
yeah, The Rookie's about this guy in his early 40s.
Trash.
What,
man? Take it too long. You're taking too long, bro.
What?
Take it too long.
To do what?
You have no enthusiasm for it. It's like, you're ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
You
please.
Are,
bro.
Why? Why are you ashamed?
No, he's in his early 40s. His business has gone. His business has gone under. He just got divorced from his wife, and he's looking to like switch some stuff up. Mm-hmm. Change his life,
mm-hmm.
decides to be a cop in LA, but he's the oldest rookie they've ever had.
Oldest rookie.
Yep.
Seems mildly entertaining.
It is mildly entertaining.
But that's all I'm expecting from it. It's mildly
entertaining. This is like... What would you expect? Like, it's not... You're not expecting it to be the best thing that you've ever seen in your life. It's mildly entertaining. Sometimes that's all you could ask from a TV show.
I suppose. Speaking about asking stuff from a TV show.
Yeah.
I recently watched Richard Pryor. It's like a documentary. It's like a documentary on his life. Available on Sky Arts, I believe. Really good. Really, really good. Like, I have a new appreciation for him. Mainly because, like, it's only just dawned on me that you can still make a comedy album. It's like...
What?
You can just make a comedy album.
Okay.
Like, it's never really dawned on me, like, until now.
You sure say it, bro?
No, I mean, like, because the reason why I say that is, like, with comedy albums, I don't imagine them making money.
You can say the same thing about albums.
Yeah, but that's the reason why I think that something like a podcast... That's the reason why I think like something like a podcast is more of a stronger platform.
Okay.
For doing it, but then where's the money coming from? We're meant to be advertising, you know, combs that don't break and razors, coffee. What's the other one? Oh, yeah.
Mattresses, food services.
Coupons off... what's that one? Oh, God. Audible.
Razors, sunglasses, watches.
That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. No. So, to round off this episode of Real Dumb Shit, let's dip into the mailbag. Second time going, as it were.
We don't do mailbag anymore.
Well, I wasn't, but we've actually got mail this time.
Okay.
Oh, God. First one's from a young lady called Miss Offspring.
How do you know how she is?
I assume it's because Miss Offspring. That's a Twitter handle.
Okay.
I say young lady just to be polite.
Okay.
She might be old as shit.
Weird details to throw in there.
Well, yeah, that's a weird-ass question.
Okay.
And kind of, she might be old, if you judge it by this actual question. Who's your favourite Flintstone? And why?
Babe.
Why?
Because...
It's supposed to be like two-word answers or three-word answers.
Huh?
It could be two-word answers, three-word answers, you know.
Because... I don't know.
Blue dress.
Yeah, the thing for that blue dress.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Mine is Bam Bam.
Yeah, I used to like Bam Bam.
Too late. You like Betty now. That's it.
Yeah, it's too late. I already said.
It's terrible. But Bam Bam and, the reason why I like Bam Bam is because he's always around Pebbles and Pebbles is bang on it. And it was a kid show and we weren't really meant to comment on it. But Bam Bam... is the man.
Okay. Quickly, while we're on the subject of kids' cartoons.
Jesus.
What?
Just saying. So like, you got really excited. It's fine.
No, I wouldn't say I'm excited. It's just like, I've noticed that among our peers in the podcasting community.
Ugh.
What?
You say peers. We have no peers.
Huh?
We have no peers.
Be polite.
Fine.
I know we're a step above and a cut above the rest.
Yes, that's good. It's good.
Now you made me expose the arrogance.
Don't worry. I think people are fully aware that we're narcissistic. We have our own podcast. That's saying it. You know what I mean? We are narcissists.
Anyway, it's listen to my attention. Us, more it's come to my so. Attention, yeah, that with Scooby-Doo,
yeah,
people hate Scrappy.
No, I don't hate Scrappy.
So you didn't hate Scrappy either?
No.
Maybe it's an American thing then, because
it depends.
Everyone
seems Scrappy to hate has Scrappy. Had many a cartoon,
yeah.
And not all of them are favourable towards him.
I just feel like in general,
I mean, the one with the ghosts
hate Scrappy because, like, I guess because he came later, and I don't know. I guess he's they find him annoying and stuff. But, like, I always identified with Scrappy. Yeah, because he was always about it. Like, he was the only one that wasn't scared to fuck shit up.
Exactly, and he was fucking shit up. Exactly. Those guys were getting beaten up before Master being
Thank you. Up. I was starting to think maybe it was just me. Like, maybe there's something wrong with me, right? I like Scrappy and everyone hates him.
No. Let it be known that I shan't also prefer the Scrappy method.
Alright, cool. Versus, fuck those guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, why would you... I mean, and that's another... That's another thing that pissed me off. They're dogs.
Yeah.
Bite the motherfucker. Especially Scooby. It's like, bite that motherfucker, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, dogs are always barking after shit.
Yeah. And also, like, why are you so scared? You know... That 9 times out of 10, it's just going to be a dude in a mask. Hmm. Probably the same dude that you met like 10 minutes ago at the beginning of the episode.
I mean, if that was happened to me every episode, I would clock on like 5 episodes in at least.
Yeah, I'd probably start punching people at the beginning of the
episode. Exactly. Like, I don't like your face. Bang.
Exactly. It's like you're going to come back as a ghost. Bang.
Dropping the fork. But yeah, I mean, Scrappy, that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you hate Scrappy, you obviously...
You're some kind of animal.
Nah, I mean, to be fair, I mean, if you watch the latest film,
yeah.
Scrappy is quite annoying.
Isn't he a villain in one of those films?
Yeah. He's annoying. Teaching his Uncle Scooby a lesson. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't think there's that many other kids' cartoons that have that form of controversy other than Scrappy.
Yeah, it was only something I realized recently as well, like... Whenever
I mean, what's Peep's opinions on Orko?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's fucked up.
It doesn't come up as much.
Mm. Orko was really annoying.
Yeah, well, I suppose. But
Snarf as well, from the original.
Snarf is super annoying.
Oh my god, speaking of Snarf, we'll finish on this one. Thundercats Raw.
Yeah.
Got released on the Lolo.
Yeah.
And then everybody's saying how much they hate it.
Yeah, because it looks horrible.
It is the worst. The reviews on it are very entertaining.
Yeah.
It's like somebody like chewed up Thundercats, spat in my mouth, and then made me spit it out and shove it up my ass, and then made me eat it again. That was an official review.
Sounds accurate and graphic.
And what's the other one? This one spits in the face on anybody who has a childhood. Some hurtful ones. I mean, like, I haven't seen such vicious criticisms since sugar-free gummy bears on Amazon.
Okay.
Have you seen those reviews?
No, I haven't. But one guy on a podcast that I listened to was saying that he had a bad experience with them.
Pretty much. The sugar-free gummy bears apparently have a laxative effect.
Yeah.
And people on the Amazon website were reviewing it and more detailing the explosivity of their diarrhea.
Yeah, that's what happened to him. Mm.
I believe it's just a ruse. I think it's just people wanting to describe how they shit. Well, I mean, like, I reckon it's a stage thing. I mean, like,
what, you don't believe in the laxative power of golf shit free with gummy bears?
I don't believe it's real.
If you don't believe it, you should try it.
Yeah, why not? I know, we'll do a live podcast stream.
No. You try that on your own when you're here.
No. When we live
stream.
And then. When we start live streaming,
no.
I'll do like my own version of the Hopefuls, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you remember the Hopefuls from the word and all that. Now I'm showing my age. No. But, you don't remember it.
No.
Fine. Basically, they'll do anything to be on TV. So, if we do get to a stage in the future where we are live streaming, I will do one thing to shamelessly not shame myself, because I feel no shame, but to demonstrate the stupidity of the internet.
Okay.
So, I'll eat them sugar-free gummy bears.
You are going to regret it.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are going to regret it.
First live stream, I'm going to eat a handful of sugar-free gummy bears.
You're going to regret it.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're going to regret it.
I'm not. So not. And I'm going to be fine.
You're not going to be fine.
Great.
You're not going to be fine. We're going to have to stop the stream immediately.
No. You keep the stream. Hot mics. Hot mics all day, bruv.
Right. I suppose it's live. I'll talk to the listeners. but you're going to be missing, bro. You're going to be MIA for the rest of the...
I'll be all right.
No, you won't be.
Actually, that's another hole in the freaking new Bad Boys.
Inside out, bro.
Feeling like blowing our arseholes. Ammo. That's another thing I found very annoying. And blacked out motorcycle.
I mean, one phrase. No,
the two phrases.
What, ammo?
Ammo.
What? I'm not going to give ammo to you because lots of stuff have stupid acronym names. We find that in real life, so that doesn't count. The blacked out motorcycle thing is stupid, but they say it like 3 or 4 times max, and then it's gone, so that's not going to spoil the film for me.
That's another thing as well. Like after that, every time he wore black, that's who he was wearing. He's just wearing black all the time.
So?
It's weird.
Why? Lots of people just wear black all the time.
And he had the silver motorcycle in the daytime.
So?
I found that weird.
So?
Back to the blacked out motorcycle.
I don't know. They're talking about it on the news, so you've got a different motorcycle.
Not a silver motorcycle.
Yeah. You want to be incognito.
Fine. So yeah, just to recap.
You're the only person that doesn't like Bad Boys. It's made a lot of money. There's going to be a sequel. You can make those noises. Just don't go see the next one.
But I'm interested to see the...
No, you don't need to, though.
I need to
know. Why are you going to do it yourself?
I need to know.
All right,
just to recap on all the stuff that's in this episode. You've got details of Project Ice Cream.
They heard it already. You don't need to tell them again.
No, I'm just doing this for, like, the later parts. Well, actually, the beginning part. So this is a bit that we'll put at the beginning if we were to do an intro. Does that make sense? So it's all post-production shit. So I'll begin again. Just to recap, we've got Project Ice Cream.
If it's going at the beginning, then it's not a recap. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
I didn't know what it was going to be speaking about to a certain degree and what in order.
What?
It doesn't matter.
No, but you're saying recap.
You've ruined it!
If you
add I'm not
it,
doing it!
Good.
Stop.
Good, it's nonsense. Let's go.
Oh, God. Right. Real dumb shit. Out.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and redact to Shunt for the Twitter. On YouTube and on Facebook, it's Official Wild On. Instagram is Wild On Official. And Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.